You would remember hearing earlier in the week that Streets Ice Cream are looking to renegotiate contracts with some of their workers, which on the surface sounds okay until you realise that it potentially may mean up to a 46% cut in real wages and conditions for the factory workers on the ground there. Someone that's got their finger on the pulse on this is Georgia Chris from the Australian Manufacturers Workers Union, their National Communications Officer. Thanks for your time this morning, Georgia. Is this correct if the negotiations go the way that they're thinking, up to nearly 50% pay cut?
It's actually worse than that, Mark. I think the problem here is that we've been trying to negotiate in good faith for a while now with the company, and we've come to the table time and time again with really reasonable expectations. But what they've done is turn around and apply to terminate the existing agreement with workers, which would see them revert to the award for their industry, which would mean, yes, a 46% pay cut for over 140 workers.
You know, it's one thing to say that we're not going to put pay rises on the table or boost your conditions or inflate them, but it is another thing to take something away that we've been able to pay for so long. What is behind this move, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what people, you know, everyone with a job builds their life around that salary and comes to rely on it. It's really unclear why Streets think that this is an acceptable thing to do to their workforce. We think it's genuinely probably motivated by corporate greed and wanting to make a buck off the back of hardworking Australians.
Georgia, I would imagine that many, many other corporations and workers in similar roles around the country would be watching this very nervously in anticipation, waiting to see what happens. Do you think there would be other companies that would be waiting for the outcome and perhaps try something in their agreements down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, this isn't the first time we've seen this happen in Australia. Over the past 18 months ago, there's been about three to four incidents of this that have been really high profile that unions just like ours have had to stand up against. So definitely this is part of a bigger battle and something that all workers in Australia should be getting behind.
You know, we always hear, Georgia, from time to time that we want more people spending and we want the economy to be growing and more money being spent in the shops means it all flows back. But in reality, if people's pay gets cut or even people are nervous about the possibility of that happening, people tend to close up their wallets and purses a lot more than we'd like.
That's exactly right, and it's not just about what people have in their wallets to spend, it's about if they can make their mortgage repayments and if their kids can get uniforms to go to school. Like, this is really bread and butter stuff. These workers and their families rely on these incomes, and these companies are trying to take it away simply to make a bit more money.
I guess bringing it back to Streets for the moment, Georgia, we know that there is the push to boycott them. What sort of message do you think that's going to send it, and how successful do you think that would be as an indirect bargaining tool?
We've seen in the past already that this has been a really successful tool. So you'll remember probably the CUB dispute that happened last year, a bunch of beer makers down in Melbourne. And we kind of ran a similar campaign with those guys and won really resoundingly, which was fantastic. And already this time around, with the Streets dispute, we've had the most overwhelming response from the Australian public. On social media, we've had, you know, thousands and thousands of interactions and retweets with our staff. People are jumping on board this very quickly, very easily, and everyone seems to be getting behind these workers already.
Georgia, as I said at the start, it's one thing not to be offering somebody something additional to what's already there. So when there are official agreements in place, we don't like to see people's pay or conditions cut at all. Good luck as you attempt to battle this one out.
Thanks so much, mate.
From the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, Georgia Chris, with that thought that some manufacturing workers, potentially up to a 50% pay cut, that doesn't sound good for anybody, does it? 2NURFM 103.7.